This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of sanity. Well, I can believe it's a session of sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time you spent tuning in, and just being involved in the conversation. Look, if you want me to take on a topic or an issue, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I'd be more than happy, I mean this sincerely, I'm more than happy to, try to get a hold of the person or the author or whatever the subject matter is. Got a lot of, I'm hoping, as I'm reaching out more and more, that now that people are back out and about doing things, I'm hoping to get more and more, different guests on the show. I don't want to, never have wanted to do the norm. You know, you can see some of these people on 15 stations a day. I don't want that. I want the fringies. I want the ones that are out there doing some of the heavy lifting that are more than happy to be more than just a voice, just a mouth. And they've really done some of the work and they've really dug into things. So I appreciate it. Besides, I got enough stories to deal with, you know? While Zoe was on with me, I got somebody sent me a story about the Utah chapter of the BLM. And it fits right in line with what I was talking about earlier with the NAACP, where the Utah chapter of the Black Lives Matter organization, they posted an anti-American message calling Old Gloria a symbol of hate this week. And now they're playing the victim card on top of it. According to BLM activists, if you have an American flag in the front of your home, you're not safe to be around. And they know the person flying it is definitely a racist. So now, everybody, see, I told you, there's no end to this stuff. There's no end to the vaccine. There's no end to the racism terms. And again, and the sad part, like I said to you a long time ago, the racism term, they have so just watered it down. They've made it of no effect. It means absolutely nothing anymore. You heard that from me. It means nothing anymore. Because they use it. Listen, you fly an American flag, and you're a white person, take the white person out. If you fly an American flag, no matter what color you are, you're automatically a racist. This is from a BLM, the Utah BLM. Really that simple. You don't even need a high school diploma to know what this means. Now, you don't have to fly the American flag. If you're a white person, then the NAACP and BLM both consider you a racist, period. You can't help it because you have white skin. Now, do you think all these little 4-, 5-, and 6-year-old kids, 7-year-old kids running around, these little white kids, know they have white skin? Know they have white privilege? Right? Do you think that the little kids, 4-, 5-, and 6 years, I see them at the park, when I go to some of these places with my grandchildren, you think a little black kid, a little white kid, a little Hispanic kid, a little Asian kid playing together all know that they're different or there's a difference there? It's not what they're looking for. It's not what they're focused on, like some of these older folks looking to start trouble. They see each other as equals. They're just kids playing with other kids. But we can't leave that alone, can we? You know, I don't mean we. I mean that far-left Democrats, the progressive socialists, who think that everything's wonderful. Right? We can't let them be kids. We can't let them just grow up and be children. Before Obama came along, you didn't have the racist issues you have today. You ask the black community, look at all the polls that have been taken over the last 10, 12 years. And even the black community felt that racism started to climb under Obama. Now, they blame the white folks for it, which is really, really asinine, to put it mildly. Because if you're trying to claim, this is what's beautiful about this, you're claiming that, this is great, that, how do I put this? You're claiming that the reason that racism climbed during Obama's reign is because white folks were mad that he was president. Right? And they were bringing it on. Well, how do you explain that 80% of the white population voted for Obama? Are you saying it was the other 20% that caused all that trouble? Because, man, they got a lot of power if that's the case. But what are you saying? You make no sense. That's why it's so hard to listen to you. Because I truly don't know where you're coming from. And if you're smarter, and I tell you, if you're a Democrat, you're out there listening, which I don't believe you are, but, I mean, help me out. Help me understand. I really do want to learn. I really do want to know. 855 real Joe, 855-732-5560. You want to call? You want to school me? You want to educate me? I love it. You know, one of the early guys that I was fortunate to be around and be with and learn from is Kevin Jackson. And Kevin Jackson, you know, he hated the fact that it was a hyphenated America. Yes, he happened to be an African-American. You call him that and he'll get mad at you. He's an American that happens to be black. But again, he taught me early on the same thing. Before I really got deep into it, he said, you watch, you pay attention, and you watch the road that these people, these people go down. That it's going to all be about race. And they're making it worse as the days go on. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some messed up white people.
This hit that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent, violent.
We are back
in the city.
From the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. I really appreciate the time that you guys are with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the, see, if you're an old, if you're the old guard of the show, I don't even know what to call you, you know. But if you've been around for a while and you've been paying attention, you've been pretty loyal, like I said, to some. See, you had to be in the chat room. You missed this one. We're gonna give them a surprise. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Talking about the Black Lives Matter out of Utah. Now they said that the, you know, basically you are, if you fly an American flag, you're a racist. If you're a white guy, you're a racist. If you don't totally agree with them, you're a racist. So, I mean, everybody's a racist. I mean, really what it boils down to, over half the country is going to be racist. And if they did their homework, they would find out there are many in the black community that don't agree with BLM. Because they've changed. Look, I've said to you before, I'm not ashamed of it. when they first started doing this, when BLM first came out, the bottom line with it was they had it right. They wanted a monitor. They wanted you know, to make sure that, look, we have bad cops. They're not all bad. Not a big number of them bad. We have bad cops. We have bad teachers. We have bad firemen. We have bad administrators. Can we be real here? So once you get past that, you say, okay, all right. Is there a need for more training? No. But maybe there's a need for training in certain areas. Maybe there's a need for a way to make sure, just like with, this is my complaint with teachers. If you've got a bad apple, call them out. Expose them. Same thing for the police department. You've got a bad apple in there, call them out. Expose them. It doesn't, in my book, doesn't mean they're all bad. We've got about 2,000 teachers in my district. Yeah, 2,000. And I will tell you, the majority of them are great teachers. They love our kids. They beat their brains out to make sure our kids, you know, get a good education. But you have the bad ones, and my only beef is call them out. You good teachers, don't be afraid to call them out. Don't be afraid to expose them. Look at, forget the nobleness of making sure that somebody like that doesn't get in, but just think about the kids you're saving from the damage that one teacher will do. They say one bad teacher sends a kid back 2 or 3 years in their education. Same thing with you police officers. You got a bad egg, take him to the back alley, beat the crap out of him, and or turn him in, or her. Don't let them get away with it. But this, you want to talk about starting, but, you know, it's really funny that somebody from the NAACP would say to me that the Trump flag, all right, is a flag for a call to violence, a call to action. When you telling me that a BLM outlet who says anybody who flies the American flag is a racist, that makes that person now a target. For all those loons on the left that just want to hurt racists. Okay? And now you're taking it down to the level of white. Now you're telling young white kids that just because they're white, they are inherently racist. They're going to have to work hard to get rid of that. What does that look like? What does it mean? What are the guidelines? What's the packaging of that? Answer me. I want to know. But you guys haven't got the guts to come on and approach that and deal with that. The chapter also thinks that you're not very educated if you fly the flag of your own country. The author says that when they see you have an American flag, they question your intelligence. It's a symbol of hatred. Don't you know that? Actually, it's not a symbol of hatred. I'm going to keep doing this to them. It shows you how ignorant you are. That's, I don't care whether you're a BLM executive, a follower of the NAACP, a follower of whatever group, to think that the American flag in and of itself is a symbol of racism shows how ignorant you actually are. Check out the history. And don't just check it out from the blacks' perspective, because that's how I always hear about it. Is it racist because it was totally... Because you don't know your history. You don't know how many white people fought for your freedom. You don't know how many white people actually died, not just in the Civil War, but before that, defending and sticking up for the black community. You don't know that the NRA was put together just strictly so the black community would be able to own guns, own arms, and be able to stand up for themselves. No, you don't know anything about that. This is what I mean about you Republicans, you conservatives, you independents, who all this stuff makes you uncomfortable. Put it back on them. The KKK was proudly owned by, started by, built up by the Democrat Party. There was no switch. Do not buy that. I'll do a show on that some night. There was no switch. Let's get past that. Margaret Sanger, one of the most coveted awards by Democrat women, the Margaret Sanger Humanitarian Award. Give me a break. The woman that wanted to wipe out the black and other undesirables. How do they justify that? I would love for a Democrat to sit here and look me in the face and justify that. Because if they could do that, I want them on my marketing team. They go on to say, look, it's a big sign like, welcome racists. We know you're big and mad about the racist flag post. Right? We will be blocked and your comments will be deleted. You know, we'll donate a dollar to AOC's election campaign for every racist that we block. You see what they're doing here? Right? They're showing you or telling you or trying to scare you away by what they might do to help AOC, which is why I keep telling you guys, you bakers, you Christian bakers, you Christian photographers, you know, you Christian wedding planners, you Christian florists, do not turn away the gay and lesbian community. Don't do it. I told you what to do. Because they want to come after you with a vengeance. And listen, I'm going to be fair about this one, too. Not all of them. Okay, not all of them. I know a lot of reasonable, wonderful, great, nice, gay and lesbian couples that wouldn't do this. They would just go somewhere else. You don't want my business? You don't want my money? I'll take it somewhere else. True capitalists. All right? But if you sense or you know that somebody's in there trying to nail you, trying to shove it down your throat, trying to make you do something you don't want to do, doesn't have respect for your belief system, I told you, put the sign on the wall. If you force me to do something I don't want to do, if you force me to get involved in something that my belief system says is a sin, I'm going to take the money for that event and I'm going to give it exactly to the organization that's 180 degrees from yours. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end by August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
He said he knew the Afghan military will defend the government.
You have the Afghan troops at 300,000, well equipped as any army in the world, and an air force, against something like 75,000 Taliban.
Critics say the withdrawal, which began during the Trump administration, will allow the Taliban to expand. Workers are still continuing to sift through the rubble at the condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida. The number of confirmed deaths are now at 64. The search for survivors switched to a recovery effort after authorities said there was no chance of life in the remains of the building. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back.
I'm back. Show Messina, your host. You're listening to the Show Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website. You know, if you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, I said it earlier. I don't want to keep saying it, but, you know, whatever. If you got an author in mind or a subject or a topic that you want me to take on, send it to me. I'll do what I can to get a hold of somebody to try to make it happen for you. If you're still buying from MyPillow and you're not using the promo code Joe, come on, you're killing me here. All right? So, listen, if you head over there, there's a lot going on, and there's more than just pillows. I've got the slippers. I keep telling you, I love the slippers. If you got a man in your life, and I think they have women's slippers too, but I don't wear those, so I can't tell you how comfortable they are. But the men's slippers, very, 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 very comfortable. Love them. Am very much enjoying them, let me put it that way. So, you know, head up there, take a look at what he's got. If you're going to buy a birthday gift for your one of your loved ones or one of your little kids, I mean, they got kids' pillows there as well. Check it out, mypillow.com. On the way out, use promo code Joe. You'll get a bit of a discount on stuff, and I get some brownie points. Works out well for everybody all the way around. Mike Lindell's been a real champion/trooper when it comes to, you know, helping out the conservative movement, working with the conservative movement and holding us up. We're helping. I get no money from the man at all. I know some people do. I don't. Not that I haven't asked. I mean, not that I've asked. I just don't think he got enough people tugging on him. We'll put it that way. Anyhow, we're talking about the BLM, Utah BLM, who's decided that not only that anybody as white is a racist, period, but anybody, no matter what color you are or where you're from, you are a racist if you fly the American flag. If you love this country in any way, shape, manner, or form, you are a racist. It's just wrong. Now, the criticism of the American flag and what it stood for didn't stop there. The group posted a follow-up statement. They doubled down on their previous statements. They commented within the statement on the way they feel when the American flag is flown in any capacity. The head of the BLM up there says, "I feel fear." And this is enough for debate. You can't tell me what I feel or don't feel. I feel like the person flying is a racist. Because every racist that I've come in contact with is either wearing a flag or flying that flag. I feel as if I should avoid that person because they may be dangerous. I told the world that the American flag is a hate symbol. And the world erupted in rage. No. You need some help. I won't discount the fact. I won't even say that that you don't feel fear. You say it's not up for debate. I'm not going to debate whether you feel fear or not. I would debate with you your reasoning behind feeling fear. I would debate the fact that just because you feel fear doesn't mean that everybody has to remove the flag and hide it because you feel fear. The majority of the people in this country, even the non-white ones, don't feel fear when they see that flag. Especially many of the immigrants from anywhere, whether they come from, a black, Hispanic, wherever they're coming from. I'd like to find out from a black person if they consider Egyptians, the Turkish people, what have you, white. Do you know what I mean? I'd be curious to know. Because then I really have a feel for where they're coming from. Did you guys hear about the New York City, how bad the New York City subways have gotten? I mean seriously, they deserve, I hope, if they can't elect a Republican, or won't elect the Republican running for mayor of New York, I hope they elect that prior police officer. I mean, I don't know if he was a chief of police or just a cop, period. He seems to have his act together. He seems to know what's going on. And he has a good feel for the city. Now, I guess there's a storm going through New York. Storm Elsa, is it? And as it passes through, guess what's happening? Because of all the junk and the garbage in the streets, and all the junk and the garbage in the subway areas where people were hanging out, they have rivers now where the subway systems are. They have rivers where the trains should be running. And it's just disgusting. I'm looking at pictures of it now. They're completely flooded because they can't drain out. You know what I mean? And it's not flooded like, you've got 3 inches of water standing there. They got feet of water in there. Now, I don't know. I wish some electrician would tell me how this works from a standpoint of, they have a third rail. They're very high voltage third rail. I wonder if they just shut it down or what have you. If they have to shut it down. Just curious. I don't really know. So earlier I started down this road. I didn't get far. But when you talk about the, critical race theory and what has been going on, there's been a couple of us. I hate this. Hate computers. There's been a couple of us over the years. Can't seem to really get people to understand. Now, they just think you're crazy, you're nuts when you talk about this stuff. Right? And the Democrats, we've been talking about how they're gonna target Old Glory, target the American flag, the national anthem, and more. See, the idea is you've got so many kids running around who have no clue about our country, about our country's history, our real history, not what they perceive to be history, not what they've been told is history by these hardcore left-wing professors, but real history. That they can't even fight back, they can't even push back when they're being told, what's happening. When they're being told misinformation, I'll put it that way. So it's up to you and me, with our grandchildren, nieces, nephews, some of you younger ones out there that might be listening, with your kids, take your schools back. These are your kids. You're going to fix it now, or you're going to probably not even going to be able to fix it later. So engage, get involved, make sure you have the information you need to fight back, to push back. Because, again, like I said, it isn't going to get any better. It isn't going to be any easier. The, I don't agree. Todd Starnes came out a couple days ago. And he's suggesting that we need to man up and take back Facebook. Stop all this playing around and starting other platforms and all, so just take them on head on. And that's easy for somebody like him to say, who's got some resources to deal with, deep resources. But even if you get past that for a minute, they're calling a lot of us that are running away from Facebook or running away from Twitter, yeah, I don't know, cowards. But this is like, you know, shoveling seaweed against the tide. I'm trying to keep it clean. Not trying, I am. They've got total control. They got the buttons. You can't get them on the phone. You can't get any of them on the phone. So what do you expect us to do? Stay there and hope that we can build an audience? Stay there and hope that they won't squelch our message? So, you know, he's suggesting that we take on Facebook like President Trump is doing and has done. Now, I would join, you know, President Trump's lawsuit is a class action lawsuit. So if you've been hurt, and there's not a lot of hosts listening to the show right now, but if you know somebody who's been hurt financially because of what Facebook did to them or Twitter or what have you, you can join that. You know, you can join that group if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, involved. That's the key. Get involved, get engaged, make a difference. So the, apparently, CNBC came out today and tried to tell people that inflation is a good thing. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. First I'm thinking, okay, it's a joke, it's parody, they're making fun, not a big deal. But when you start reading through the story, you find out, no, they really believe that inflation is a good thing. I'll tell you why when we come back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you're with us, the time you spend with us, the time you're involved and engaged, and that's what I want you to be, involved and engaged. You know, if you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can do a lot up there. There's a lot going on up there that you can get involved with. All right, so let's get to some reality here. I was talking about this earlier where CNBC actually stated that there's an upside to inflation. Yeah, no, they really did. These are the experts, right? They say that it helps with rising wages. They published an article that appeared to celebrate one of the aspects of inflation. It means higher wages, which is immediately mocked on social media, which it should have been. Because what these people keep forgetting is even when you raise wages, you raise these things, who pays the difference? And we do. At the supermarket, at all these places, we pay the difference. And it's just not cool. I don't think it is anyway. Now, on Thursday, CNBC published an article titled, "The Upside to Inflation, Rising Wages." Although consumers may pay more for everyday items, it's not all bad news as far as household income and spending goes. Companies facing labor shortages are also paying more to get workers to walk in the door. Oh, God. All right, look. I don't have a degree in economics. But you just take it down to the lowest common, the lowest level. And it goes right along with giving people raises, right? Yeah, they're giving They're paying people more money to walk in the door just to get them in to get them to come to work. And where do you think that money's going? You think it's going for a new TV set? A new car? No, it's going to pay the regular bills, electric, water, gas. Maybe to catch up on some of them. Many people were way behind on their rent. Some states like California, you should have lived here. They're going to pay your whole rent for you with taxpayer dollars. Isn't that great? But if I'm paying you more money at my job, if all of a sudden, you know, because of inflation and other things, I've got to pay you a higher salary, guess what? Milk's going to be more expensive. Here in California, the gas tax goes up. What's going to happen? Your gallon of gas is going to be more expensive. It's going to be a net gain of zero. Many Twitter users were quick to point out the absurdity behind the claim. National Reviewer writer David Harassi, he tweeted out, inflation silver lining, your retirement funds will be worth nothing. But you'll be paid more when you go back to work. Think about this. With inflation, right, your money's worth less, basically. Then Joey B wants to tax your retirement money with a kind of a gap capital gains tax of 43%, up to 43%. That means almost half your money gets taxed that you have set aside for retirement. So I guess you'd be paid more. I don't know. They say that this is a silver lining with all this. Lower heating bills. Oh, God. This is too crazy. This shows you how ignorant people are to economics. This shows you how ignorant they are to how inflation works. Really that simple. I'm sorry, Matt Walsh was the one who said the upside to a house fire is lower heating bills. That's kind of what the equivalent of this is. Right? I mean, how can somebody actually put this out and believe it to be true? The article highlighted how wages have been increasing over the year. God. As of the latest tally, average hourly earnings rose 0.3% a month over month and 3.6% for the year. Now, that is not even close to keeping pace with how costs are rising. In California here, when you go to the supermarket, it's crazy high. You know, the cost for groceries, what, you know, we used to walk out with, I'll bet you there's probably a 40% increase from what I've seen and what I've purchased in the past to what I'm doing now. And I don't see how they're going to cut. They can't cover it. Because, again, it goes back to gas taxes. It goes back to having higher people with, you know, at a higher rate. It is definitely one of those things that just a never-ending circle. That doesn't mean you shouldn't pay people properly. I'm just saying it's a never-ending circle. So I guess Joey B really didn't think through what was going on in Afghanistan when he pulled out. He's not the only one. A lot of them didn't really give it a whole bunch of, you know, didn't give it a whole bunch of thought. And it's getting worse as the days go on. But the Taliban now, in a relatively short period of time, has surged like crazy in the Afghanistan areas, and especially in the important areas. Texas Representative Michael McCaul, he talked to Newsmax earlier, and he said, according to the information he's receiving in his U.S. intelligence briefings, that the Taliban is resurging in Afghanistan in many key areas. McCaul is the lead Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He said, it's so clear it's going to be ugly. It's going to get worse. They're going to get back in there. After all this work and everything, they're going to get back in and take over again. But you know, listen, I am also one of those guys that says, how long before they take care of themselves? We had trainers in there and everything. How long before they actually step up to take care of themselves? Now, the Taliban, McCaul said, would probably most likely take over the region. He said he was worried about the embassy in Kabul. I'm sorry, Kabul. He said, I'm worried about the Bagram air base. We just abandoned that. We left it to the Afghans, who will probably be overtaken by the Taliban. So they'll have their own air base, too, now. Isn't that great? Now, according to the New York Post on Sunday, McCall said that the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, he warned him that the removal of U.S. troops from the country would mark a year of jihad. What do you mean by that? McCall said. What it really means is that all the young males in Pakistan at the madrasa are poised with the Taliban to come pouring into Afghanistan and take it back over again. There'll be a major civil war for control of that country. And what's that do for it? Now, many of you go, well, that's over there. It doesn't bother us. No, it does. Where do you think they train to come here and cause the havoc they have? The murder, the nasties. They'll look pretty bad. Now, McCall's predicting that the Taliban will take over the region within 6 months. Already, as of, what, within 24 hours of the U.S. pulling out, the Taliban had seized U.S. weapons, military equipment, including Humvees, tanks, assault weapons, and so forth. Why didn't we blow that stuff up before we left? No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. Millions and millions of American tax dollars being left behind. They've also moved in and they've captured some critical districts in the northern part of the country. There was no resistance. The Afghan forces didn't fight. Look, I'm not suggesting if they're not willing to protect themselves that we, us-ins, go in there and take it back over. If they're not willing to fight for their own freedom, why should we? Really? But again, as it happens most of the time with Democrats, they leave a vacuum and they don't fill it. I don't know if they don't get it, they're ignorant, or that's really what they want to happen. I mean, that's a lot. Think about that. That's a lot of equipment. The base has been in operation, well, it's been the main hub, really, for what's going on in Afghanistan for, God, we were there almost 20 years. You know that? I'm not happy about that. I don't think that was the best thing in the world. But I'm not, you know what? I'm not a military expert, so I'm not going to do what some of the other guys on the air do, which is tell you what they should have done and how they should have done. One Taliban commander said that his fighters seized 70 sniper rifles, 900 guns, 30 Humvees, 20 pickup trucks, and 15 armored vehicles from the Afghan forces. I'm telling you, man, should have blew them up before we left. McCall also said that he had a concern for the interpreters who've worked in the area with the U.S. troops. Once the Taliban finds out who they are, they're done. We should have got them out of there at the same time. We promise. See, when we make promises like this, I don't care where you are in the picture. When we make promises to these countries, these people who help us out, and we don't keep them and we get them killed, it's not cool. And then we're not going to get support again. It's not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I keep telling you that, I mean that. And the way you do that is you get informed. Got a special guest coming up in the next hour. Oh, I'm not telling you who it is. You nuts. When we come back, we're going to discuss, the investigation of the 2020 election investigation. Now that looks like it's going to happen in Pennsylvania. Well, that must be, that's a right-wing coup also, right? Is that what we're going to hear? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, what's going on with the show and how they can tune in. We'll be back in just a little bit. Hopefully you'll still be here with us.